Well, even before this pandemic struck, there was talk of potential recession for Australia, but the government insists this is a financial, not a financial crisis, but a health crisis. So how is this very large stimulus package being received? Bridget Fitzgerald has been inquiring.
Adam Williams runs a mid-sized transport business in Perth that relies on shipping containers coming into Fremantle Port. Coronavirus quarantine measures in China have seen a significant drop in freight, which in turn has slashed available work.
This year is the worst I've ever seen in nearly 15 years of business.
He's doing his best to shuffle things around so he doesn't have to let go any of his 14 employees.
Well, to give you an idea, I've got half my fleet parked up. And drivers are taking short days, so working minimum 8-hour days, taking holidays. You know, we haven't lost any drivers because they're nice enough to take holidays, but, you know, it's kicking back on them too because quite often they don't want to take holidays right now. But to help us out, it's been very handy that they do.
While he's appreciative the federal government is offering businesses help, he's sceptical that wage assistance will come in time or that many people will take advantage of the tax write-off for business investment while cash flow is low.
At the end of the day, we're quiet. Everyone's quiet. We don't need equipment. So having lots of new equipment, fancy new stuff, is not going to work. All it does is put you under financial pressure later on when it comes time to pay it off and you haven't got the business because you haven't picked up accordingly.
Cash payments to small and medium businesses is the largest part of the stimulus package. The government is also hoping its $750 one-off cash payments to welfare recipients will provide incentive for low-income earners to spend.
It will provide some help, but we don't need a quick fix. We need sustained confidence into the economy and for people who really need this financial support.
Cassandra Goldie is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Council of Social Service. She says the federal government should have taken the opportunity to increase New Start payments, as well as funding for frontline services, which may face an increase in demand if the economy deteriorates.
There are big gaps here. It's not enough what the government has done. Of course, we'll need a next phase, we predict, and we are certainly saying invest in that desperately needed increase in Newstart, like all the leading economists have said, and make sure that we're including community services in all of the planning on this health crisis. Everybody acknowledges that when you have these kinds of economic downturns, when you are worried about health outcomes, it's people who are more vulnerable, people who are on the least incomes, who will be hit first, worst, longest and hardest. The government doesn't have that kind of focus that we need right now.
Pensioners will also receive the $750 payment. Ian Henschke, the Chief Advocate of National Seniors, echoed Cassandra Goldie's comments that a one-off payment won't go far enough. He's also calling for an increase to Newstart and a review of retirement income.
We've got pension poverty in Australia. We've got poverty with people on Newstart. We need to look at those things, and this is a one-off $750 benefit to these people. But if you think about it, once that's over, they're back to business as usual. And in real terms, it represents a little bit more than $2 a day. So the money will be spent. I'm sure it'll stimulate the economy. But if you want to fix the underlying problems, you've got to fix the retirement income system in Australia and also address the problem of older age unemployment.
Economist Nikki Hutley, however, says the stimulus package will prompt spending and inject confidence into the economy.
We might not have confidence that every single component is going to be as effective as they'd like, but I think, you know, giving money into the hands of low-income households, you know, giving businesses a hand to help them through what will inevitably be tough times is a really good first step. It also really importantly shows that the government is committed to acting now and also in the future if need be, at a scale that is quite impressive. And that should restore a bit of confidence in a market that's a little bit panicky or an economy that's a little bit panicky at the moment. And I think that is probably one of the best things that they could do.
Nikki Hartley from Deloitte Access Economics, Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.